Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. The quote of the evening is, "Strong people don't put down others," by Michael P. Watson. Crown Talk fans, we have a few announcements prior to introducing our incredible guest speaker of the evening. Have you always wanted to represent your state, region, or country? Well, Miss Universe V International is in Oz with you. It's time for you to ease on down the road to Miss Universe V website and secure your state title today. To learn more, please visit www.missuniverzv.wixsite.com/universev. Email UNIVERZV@gmail.com or call 470-485-3919. Do you want to place an ad in the Crown Talk with Burgundy magazine? Please email HGERARDCTWBteenintern@gmail.com or CrownTalkWithBurgundy@gmail.com for more information. CTWB Kiddos Edition guest speaker search is on. If you are interested in your or daughter becoming a guest speaker on the Kiddos Edition, please call 770-744-1462 or you can email CrownTalkWithBurgundy@gmail.com. Crown Talk fans, I am very, very excited to introduce our guest speaker of the evening, Carrie Ann Cashon. She is the founder of the Traveling Miss, and she is your reigning Miss Augusta, vying for the title of Miss Kansas America in a few short months. You can learn more about Carrie Ann or the Traveling Miss Company on all of our social media sites and her social media sites. Good evening, Carrie Ann.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh, doing good, doing good.
That is good. Well, we're going to jump into some questions and figure out all about the Traveling Miss and about you vying for the title and as you as an individual. So could you explain to our audience a little bit more about the Traveling Miss?
Sure. So I started the Traveling Miss a little over a year ago here in March of 2016 when I launched it. I had done about 5 months of preparation up until that point. And I started the Traveling Miss because I saw a need for a company that was creating a crown box that could hold a crown and sash in a really sophisticated way that looked professional. And so I actually worked with a lot of my title holder friends to come up with our staple product, which is the Essential Crown Box. And I really did a lot of months' work up until the launch in March and worked with some manufacturers, registered my business here in Kansas and ended up launching it. And it's grown quite a bit since then. But, basically our staple product is the Essential Crown Box. And it has a fold-out tray that holds the sash, and then you can put the crown at the bottom so it keeps everything separate and really nice and sophisticated.
Well, I love the website, and I love what you're doing. I was actually looking at the website earlier today, and if you want to visit her website, it is www.travelingmiss.com, and they have so many wonderful products, and I was looking at the box, and I was like, wow, I need to get one. Well, moving right along into some other questions, we have one from Valdosta, Georgia. And they've asked, how do you manage getting ready for Miss Kansas and running a business that helps other title holders?
It's very difficult. I'm not going to lie. It's not easy. Really what it boils down to is time management and organizing. Mm-hmm. I have to be extremely organized to make this work, especially as I mentioned, my business has really grown in the past year quite a bit. So basically, for me, what that looks like is, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm in my office working. And I know those are not typical days, but that's just how it has to work for me. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm trying to do all my appearances and my community service and my meetings that I need to do. So that's kind of how I try to set it up. And then, even on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a lot of times I'll be in my office at night after these appearances and, you know, past midnight or so. And so really it just comes down to managing. Something else I've had to learn is how to delegate. You know, when I was first starting out, this is my baby. And so I don't want to, you know, put a lot of what I'm doing off to people and maybe it not be exactly how I would have done it. But something I've learned is that, you know, the people I have sought after to help me have been doing a great job. And so I've really been delegating and having employees to do a lot of the stuff that I really don't need to be doing has helped a lot. But there's also pros to it. It's not all bad things. There's also good things. You know, for example, sometimes when I'm in my office, I get to do a lot of my Miss Kansas stuff there. You know, I have a space dedicated to just working. So I can do paperwork or I can call and set up meetings or whatever it is. So it can actually be some good there too.
I agree with you. Furthermore, on what you were saying, it is a huge key point that you have time management and you're juggling going out to your community as a title holder, but also going out to the community within the pageant industry and being able to tell other individuals that are title holders the Crown Box or the other products that you have on your website. So it's really hard to juggle both of them, but at the end of the day, you love both aspects of being part of the pageant marketplace. So it's kind of, you get
definitely
the best of both worlds.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what is your platform and how has it impacted your life?
I'm very passionate about my platform. It is Brain Injury Awareness and Advocacy. And this came from a personal experience in 2012. I have been a competitive cheerleader my whole life, and I cheered in college. And I was down at the University of Oklahoma, and I actually had 4 concussions going into this, but I sustained a brain injury in practice and basically flipped my life upside down. So I was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. So what that meant for me is my recovery was about 6 to 8 months, and I was wearing sunglasses indoors because I had extreme light sensitivity. I was majorly depressed. My speaking skills were not even close to where they are right now. Basically, with my brain injury, I lost a lot of my vocabulary. So whenever I was trying to speak sentences, it wasn't so much a cognitive problem as it was I just didn't have the words to make my sentence that I wanted to say work. So it was a very, very, very stressful, devastating time in my life. And, you know, I did recover after, like I mentioned, 6 to 8 months, but certainly it opened my eyes to the brain injury community, which really, really needs some awareness and needs a light shined on it, because this community, they are some awesome, awesome, hardworking, persevering people. And so I love that I get to have a platform in this organization, that I get to actually make a difference with this community that means so much to me. This past month is March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. And with that, I got to do a
March
lot
22nd.
Of really, really it was a really great month with lots going on, and I got to do a lot of cool things. I even went to D.C. to advocate with the senators from Kansas, talk about brain injury in Kansas. I got to meet with our governor, as well as a lot of brain injury survivors. I was on the Senate floor for a Senate resolution that I initiated with my state senator. So I've been able to do a lot of cool things through this organization that I'm not sure would be possible without it. So certainly very grateful for it.
Well, I'm very and extremely blessed that you shared your story with me and our audience, and I'm very happy that you are doing okay. In addition,
yes, definitely.
It is exquisite that you are bringing awareness to brain injury awareness advocacy. And, you know, audience, it is traumatic brain injury, and it is the leading cause of death and disability of children and adults between the ages of 1 and 44. In addition, it is 5.3 million Americans, and 2% of Americans live with this disability. And so it's very important that we try to get involved, and maybe we can make a difference as well and help Carrie Ann with her platform. So if you would all love to go to www.biausa.org, they have some information on there. Also, there is a brainline.org. You can go on there and learn a little bit more about, educate yourself and learn more about brain injury awareness.
Yes, those are two great organizations.
Well, we are going to take a slight little break and thank Crystal Miles for her hair and makeup, for always making our cover girls and spokesmodels look fabulous. We are still live with Carrie Ann, Cash Sean, Crown Talk listeners, so remember to call into our show at 917-889 or just keep sending in those emails. We have another question from Charlotte, North Carolina. They've asked, what gave you the ammunition to create such a successful product?
You know, with any entrepreneurship, really what it boils down to is seeing a need that needs to be filled. So I certainly saw that in the pageant industry, is that, you know, I had seen girls emptying out an ice cream tub to carry their crown in. And when you think how hard we work for these, you know, it's just ridiculous to think that no one was making something to protect it, to look nice mm-hmm. and professional. So when you're going into those important meetings, you're not carrying an ice cream tub. And so anyways, I really just saw that need. And so really what it started with is I just went to a legal pad and I started just drawing. And I drew out some ideas and I would take them to my title holder friends and I'd say, you know, how does this look? Do you like this? Would you buy this? And they would make suggestions. I'd go back to the drawing board and change whatever they thought was better, and I'd take it to them. And we just kept that process going until we finally came up with a pretty solid product. And then basically from there, I reached out to manufacturers to see if I could afford this, honestly, if I could afford to make this work. And so, so I got some quotes and some minimums, and basically it was promising enough for me to really get that funding. So I had just graduated undergrad. I certainly didn't have a lot of money to deal with here, and I probably couldn't get a loan in the traditional way of getting your money. So I actually ended mm-hmm. up selling just about everything I had in my closet on eBay. That actually was a great learning experience because I got, you know, mm-hmm. my feet wet in the e-commerce world. So it actually ended up being great, other than the fact that I had probably two or three outfits that people kept seeing. They were getting really tired of the same outfits. But after, you know, after it grew, I was able to kind of get my closet back. But anyways, that's actually how I secured my funding to make this work. And fortunately, I had experience in the technology sector to make my own website. So I didn't have to pay mm-hmm. for that. I had done some graphic design, didn't have to pay for that. So fortunately, you know, I tried to learn a lot of those skills, which you can learn for free. There's many websites you can learn coding. There's many websites you can learn basic graphic design. So I was fortunate that I had, mm-hmm. I had learned those skills. But basically that propelled me to create the Essential Crown Box and actually get it not just from my idea phase, but to launch phase.
I love it. I love it. I love that you took a lot of planning and you really put your heart out there just so that the girls wouldn't have their ice cream bucket.
Right, right.
But I think it's a wonderful invention that you created because, I mean, you don't have to have your stash box and there are a stash bag and then your crown. You can actually have it all in one place and you will never maybe misplace your crown or maybe misplace there ready for you. So I think it's impeccable what you have done and what you have created for the pageant industry.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to take a few calls right now. We're going to start with caller number 12. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And do you have a comment or a question for Carrie Ann?
Yeah, so my name is actually Lizzie. I am from North Dakota. I'm a title holder, Miss West Fargo currently. And I, when I started my pageant, they didn't have a crown box for me. They literally had a piece of paper kind of crafted DIY box for me, and I knew that that wouldn't work for me when it came to traveling and it wouldn't look very professional. So I did a lot of research and I came up on Carrie Ann's website and I found the Traveling Mist and I got my first box and I have been in love with it ever since I purchased it. And whenever I do appearances, I always bring a lot of stuff with me. And not only does it carry my crown, my sash, but I'm also able to put my extra pair of shoes inside of the box and able to put water bottles inside of it when I'm wearing my crown and sash. So it's more for me, it's more than just my crown box. It's almost my purse as well when I do my appearances, too. And then as well as her clothing, too, she has some incredible sweatshirts as well that I am dearly in love with. They are so comfortable. And my favorite part is that they have little thumb holes in it, too. So whenever I run, I can have my thumbs free as well as having my hands covered. So her products are truly incredible, and I'm just so thankful that there is a product out there that is able to help us girls who kind of came from that ice cream box level of crown boxes to be able to get to the point of having an incredible, sleek-looking crown box when we do appearances.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us, and I can't wait to get mine because I know I'm going to get one. So thank
you're gonna
you so
love
much,
it.
Lizzie.
Awesome. You're welcome. You have a good one.
Bye-bye. Well, Carrie Ann, we're going to keep going on with some more questions. We have the next question from Long Beach, California. They've asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, gosh. Well, I obviously would love to continue growing the Traveling Myths. You know, this is certainly, as I mentioned earlier, it's like a baby to me. I mean, this is, I would love to see it grow and add more products and really expand into the market and get my name out there. Along with that, I see myself as a serial entrepreneur. So I see myself starting multiple businesses and purchasing businesses and acquiring and all that goes with that. So I'd like to maybe have another business or two at that point. But I'm also, actually, believe it or not, an author. So I wrote a young adult fiction novel called You Go Girl, and it's actually about a young female entrepreneur. And so I actually would love to keep writing. I love writing. I'd love to start a new series. So at that point, 5 years, I'd like to have a new series. And then I'd also like to continue my speaking. I like to do a lot of speaking here in the Wichita area and really Kansas in general, certainly with the Brain Injury Association, but really I'd like to keep speaking as well.
Oh, wow. That's so new to me and so awesome that you are a published author. Can you tell us a little bit more about the book?
Yeah, absolutely. It actually, for all the pageant lovers out there, it actually has a little bit to do with pageants. So basically, the young entrepreneur in the book, her name is Jack, as in the boy's name, but it is a girl's name in the book, and she loves it, and she rocks that name, and she actually becomes a young designer, so a gown designer, and that started with her competing in the Miss North Carolina pageant, actually, and, you know, it goes through the ups and downs of being a young entrepreneur, because, you know, certainly from the outside, it may look glamorous, but there are real issues, real problems. But there's also really highs, too. And so it goes through the entire roller coaster of her starting her entrepreneurship journey. If anyone's interested in buying it, it's on all the major online retailers, Amazon, iBookstore, Barnes & Noble, all that good stuff. But, yeah, it's a young adult fiction novel kind of geared toward the high school age. And basically I wanted to write it because, you know, here I am a young entrepreneur. I've always been passionate about entrepreneurship, but there really aren't fiction books about entrepreneurship, especially to encourage young girls. A young high school girl is not going to go to her school library and pick up a book about how to get your first loan. She wants to pick up a story that's going to inspire her. And so that was my whole drive with writing this book is, you know, if I can get a girl to pick up the story just to at least be inspired so that here maybe 3 years down the road she picks up that book about how to get her first loan, then, you know, I think I did my job.
Well, Carrie Ann, you are definitely breathtaking. You have your own business, you're holding several titles, and you have your own book called You Go Girl. So I will definitely have to go check it out, and I know all of our audience is very excited to read it
awesome.
And to know more about it. So we'll definitely be promoting that on our site, and we'll be following all your journey as well. So we're going to take a
Sounds
short
good.
Little sponsorship break and thank Kappa Nu Pi Society. Thank you so much for your quintessential sponsorship. Now we have another question from Phoenix, Arizona. They've asked you, Carrie Ann. Are you ready for this? This one's a chuck.
Sure.
Do you prefer beauty pageants or scholarship pageants? And is there a difference?
You know, I can't really speak much on this because I don't have experience in beauty pageants. So I really wouldn't feel comfortable talking about it because I don't know really anything about it. I'm just not knowledgeable enough. I can speak from my experience in scholarship pageants. I am about to graduate here in May with my Master of Business Administration with a concentration in entrepreneurship and innovation. And that has been almost entirely paid for by the Miss America organization. So I have had four semesters and three of them have been paid for. So certainly, you know, in the times we are, when school is so expensive, when people are having to work multiple jobs and, you know, really killing themselves to try to go to college, it certainly is a blessing. You know, the Miss America organization stands for the 4 points: style, scholarship, service, and success. And really what I think that boils down to is just, you know, creating well-rounded women that are ready to enter the workforce, that are growing personally and professionally. I've certainly experienced that myself. So as I mentioned, I really can't say I prefer one or the other, or that I even know the difference, because I just am not knowledgeable enough in beauty pageants. But I will say that my experience in scholarship pageants has been incredible, and I am extremely blessed to have the scholarships I've had through it.
Yes, Miss America, they're really great about giving out scholarship money, and that definitely helps out with a lot of the title holders schooling, because they are a scholarship pageant. And did wiggle waggle with this question as I thought, and it came across my path. And there are many factors to that question. So you have your scholarship pageants that give you money after a competition, which is like the Miss American Co-Ed pageant. Then you have your Miss American organization that gives it directly to your schooling, and it goes into the funds as far as paying for your school. Then you have pageants that give you money towards the next pageant that you attend, which is sometimes that is both the scholarship type of pageants and your beauty pageants, and you can choose. Then there are beauty pageants that do have scholarship money in there, like the Our Little Miss scholarship competition pageant. They have the portion where they have talent and they get their scholarship money. Then they have the beauty pageant, which I was a former World Universal Beauty title holder, and they give you your money at the end of your reign, and you can use it however you want. So it's like comparing apples and oranges. So you just have to make up your own mind about it once you experience both sides and all pageant industry and which pageant you want to be in, whether it be a scholarship competition or a beauty pageant.
So, yeah, that's a great perspective.
Think about that. Yes. Well, we have a few more questions. Our next question comes from Billings, Montana. They've said, I am a pageant director / contestant. Is it ever hard to not mix your business while competing?
Absolutely, it is very hard, is what I'm trying to say. It's because my business deals with pageants, and especially the Miss America organization, it is certainly a fine line, because I never want people to see my involvement as Miss Augusta as a way to make money on my product, because that certainly is not my goal. You know, I've had a lot of people even offer up suggestions, you know, maybe you should take business cards to Contestants Day or orientation and promote your product, and you know, I certainly don't feel comfortable doing that, because that it's just not my goal. And, you know, how I see it is I'll find another way to promote the Traveling Miss. I don't need to do it here. You know, after I age out this year, this is my last year competing in Miss Kansas, then certainly I would feel comfortable going back and promoting my product. But and so, you know, it certainly is a fine line, and you really just have to stay true to yourself, I think, because as I mentioned, I've had a lot of pressure to do things like that, and I certainly just don't want to, and I just don't want people to see that as me trying to promote my product, because that is not my goal. If I ever do mention it, it is to show how my skills as a businesswoman, entrepreneur, innovator translate to the role as Miss Kansas. You know, here I am trying to be Miss Kansas, and in my everyday life running the Traveling Miss, I am practicing all these skills. You know, I'm branding, I'm marketing, I'm traveling, I'm you know, creating partnerships with people. I'm calling people I don't even know. I'm doing things that Miss Kansas should be doing as well. And I'm putting in work to make things happen. I'm not just talking about things. I'm actually doing things. So if I ever do mention me and the Traveling Miss or the Traveling Miss, it's just to show that I'm ready to take on the role as Miss Kansas. I hope that kind of helps answer your question.
And I can recognize what you are saying, because it is your business and you do have products that you are selling. I definitely recognize that. On the other hand, I like actually mixing my business with competing because I believe it is an exquisite way to network within the pageant marketplace. And being a competitor and having a business in this market outlet, you are able to connect with some amazing individuals on a sister level, a friend level, and a professional level. But then I am on radio, so it is different in many aspects. And that's one of those questions that it could go either way. It just depends on you are working on and what your business is all about. Even though it still is in the pageant, in that pageant world, we have two different standpoints, two different businesses going on. So that's just one of those things you just kind of have to experience for yourself.
yep, definitely.
Well, we're going to do one quick last question, and it is in 30 seconds. I know that you, when looking at your website, you have the Travel and Myth, and you don't only carry crown boxes, but you carry other products. So in 30 seconds, can you please elaborate on many products Travel and Myth carries and how our audience can purchase them?
Yes, so we offer a pullover, as Lizzie mentioned. She's so gracious to say all that great things about the Traveling Myth. But we have a pullover that is customizable to your title. So you can put Miss Augusta, whatever it is, on there. We also carry pageant earrings that are strictly $19.99. So we know that pageant earrings can get upwards of, you know, lots and lots of money. So we keep ours at a strict $19.99. We will be expanding the Essential Crown Box to a larger size here in a month and a half. So I wanted to announce that today to accommodate more systems as well.
Well, thank you for that. Well, everyone, you heard it first in here. So you can always go to, as I said earlier in the show, go to www.travelingmyth.com. And you can purchase a bundle of it, a crown box, pageant jewelry, a pullover, really cool things on there. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with our audience and me on the show this evening. I really enjoyed chatting with you, Carrie-Anne. Good luck at Miss Kansas America, and we will definitely be following your journey.
Thank you so much, Burgundy. This was so fun.
You're welcome, and I can't wait to buy my first crown box on there, so I'm really excited about that. Well, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you again, Carrie-Anne, founder of The Traveling Myth and Miss Augusta America. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. You can visit Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine, or my personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory, Twitter, Crown Talk with DY, YouTube, Crown Talk with a Space and Burgundy. And remember, that's BYRGUNDY. Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. And Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy. And there's space on each of those words. I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening. And signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.